offense and defense, it's Lakers by just 12 hundredths of a point. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Jim Delaney Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for tonight sits at Harbor Beach, 5.5 points. Tonight is the 292nd day of the year, meaning just 73 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans? Okay. Dan Banky's having a party.
Absolutely.
That's good to know. Okay, all right.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, that's very true. And there's only 23 days until November 10th. Have any plans that day?
It should be a nice hunting day, I would think.
All right, we'll do something that day?
Yeah, I'm in.
You want to call a regional game that day?
I might be in a little trouble.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. We would like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLW Sports, especially those listening all around on each of the five Great Lakes. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, well, we'd like to say hello. We have one listener on a freighter, guaranteed. David Cannell messaged me about 3 o'clock. He was heading past Harbor Beach at about 4. The mighty Joe Thompson was cruising on by. But, Dave, last week, since it's Lakers in the Pirates, we're going to stick with the same categories last week, Great Lakes Shipping.
Perfect. That's one of my expertise.
Oh, I figured that. Last month, Congress authorized a $922 million project for the creation of an additional and long overdue lock in Sault Ste. Marie. How many locks are there in the Sioux? That's the question for you.
This is one of your slimy trick questions. I thought there was only 2 locks.
Well, I'll give you partial credit for that. There's 2 in use by the cargo shippers because of the size. But all in total, there are 4. But just 2 of them are used for cargo shipping. The Poe and MacArthur are the 2 that are used in shipping. And they cover 86 million tons of cargo in a year from March to January. Bonus question. The Poe lock was expanded in 1968 and is the larger of the 2 at 1,200 feet long. It is the only lock that can handle the largest ships on the Great Lakes. Now, according to a Homeland Security study, this is where this new lock comes into play. If the Poe lock were to be inoperable for just 6 months, my question to you, Dave, is how many jobs would be lost in America?
You said 86 million tons
of cargo.
I think 86 million tons would take 2 million people.
Well, and that's... You're on the right track. 11 million jobs would be lost if the Poe lock went down for 6 months. 75% of the nation's steel output would be halted within 2 to 6 weeks because the freighters couldn't get through the Sioux locks. Bonus of the bonus question, the Sioux locks connect Lake Huron and Lake Superior via the St. Mary's River, which has a significant amount of drop between the 2 water levels. From start to finish, how many feet do the Sioux locks raise and lower freighters?
Wow, those freighters are quite good in size. Give me, I have no idea. How about 30 feet?
30, well, you're on track. 21 feet, in fact, actually. Taller than 2 basketball hoops stacked on top of each other. That 21 feet is actually rapids on the St. Mary's River, and because of those Sioux locks, they're able to navigate from Lake Huron up to the Sioux via the St. Mary's River. Dave Hansen, what are your 3 keys for tonight's game?
Well, let's start with Lakers. This game, again, doesn't mean playoff implications for either team. What it means is probably better seeding, a little momentum going into next week. So if you're Lakers on offense, you need to be patient. What I mean is this Harbor Beach defense has picked up its game over the last 2 weeks. The whole team is playing better, which is why Harbor Beach was kind of favored in this game coming into this week. If Lakers stays patient on offense and is happy, it can be happy with 3 and 4 and 5 yards of crack. They can keep that Harbor Beach offense off the field, keep it a low-scoring game, and I think Lakers will improve their chance by maintaining control of the ball and being patient. For Harbor Beach, it's the opposite. Continue to find ways to make big plays. Switching the offense from wing T to spread, finding what works, finding that weakness. Continue to find ways to make big plays. That's what feeds this home crowd and that offense, the big plays, even the defense feeds off it. And for my last point, feed the beast. Both teams. That's Preston Warren and that's Devin Puff. Make sure these guys get their touches. They are their heart and soul of each of their teams.
Now we listen in to the national anthem being performed by the Harbor Beach Choir.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so
Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 52 degrees with overcast skies. They're calling for a 45% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the southwest at 14 miles per hour and gusting up to 23. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 29.75 inches. Dew points at a low 34 degrees. And it feels like it's 45 and the humidity is at 71%. Sunset was 20 minutes ibo at 6:40 and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Lakers won the toss, elected to defer, so Harbor Beach will be receiving the ball to start this game. Your official is a four-man crew tonight. Your referee is Don Gordon from Lapeer. Your umpire, Kelly Murdoch. Linesman, Matthew Shoemate. And your line judge, Andrew Adato. Let's find out your starting lineups here as the Lakers ready to kick off at their own 40-yard line, left side of your radio. For the Harbor Beach offense, under center, Michael Anderson, he's a junior, number 12. The backfield in the wing tee, three-man backfield, Devin Puff, number 7, a junior, number 29, a senior, Devin Finkel, your fullback, and the other halfback, Ethan Hessling, he's a sophomore. At center, is Kendall Gentner, left guard, Jeff Oakley, left tackle, it's Evan Smiglinski, tight end, Nathan Seaman, there's the kick, keeps it on the ground, comes into the 36-yard line, into the hands of Garrison Booms, gets across the 45, and down to the 46-yard line, and that is where we'll start this game for Harbor Beach on offense. 0-0, Lakers at Harbor Beach in week number 9.
Excellent field position for the home team. Harbor Beach picks up that squid kip, not fooled by it, is able to fall ahead. Garrison Booms does a nice job getting to the 45. So good field position for Harbor Beach. And if you're Lakers, you are okay with that. You do not want to kick it deep and allow Finkel or Puff to burn you to start this game and get that home crowd more into it than they already are.
Pretty good field position at the 45-yard line, right to left across your radio in the tee. Anderson under center, hands off to Devin Puff. Pushes forward for about 3 hard-fought yards out to the 48-yard line. Tackle made by James Dubes, linebacker for Lakers. Second down, 7 to go for Harbor Beach of their own 48.
James Dubes plays a very important role. He is a very good running back. He is probably an even better linebacker, and he's going to have to be a very good linebacker chasing down these two Devins and Ethan Hessling. And not only that, it's Michael Anderson when they go to the spread that he'll have to keep an eye on. And speaking of the spread, it doesn't take long. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and two backs keeping Anderson company.
And those would be the Devins. Anderson in the shotgun. It's going to be Anderson on the keeper. Come around the right side. Gets maybe about a yard as James Dubes jumped out of his tackle and stopped him in his tracks for only a gain of a yard. Harbor Beach facing a third down already in their first series. Third down and 6 from the 49.
When Harbor Beach spreads it out like that, you are going to see a lot of one-on-ones, which Harbor Beach is willing to gamble on. Michael Anderson, the option to run was not there. He pulls it out of his running back, keeps it himself around the right side, and that's James Dubes' responsibility. We're just talking about that on that side of the field. And Michael Anderson gets through the defensive line, gets a couple yards, but James Dubes cleans him up before Anderson's able to do much with it.
Third and 6 back in the tee. Anderson under center, three-man backfield. At the 49, trying to go for the hard count, nothing there. As a handoff to Devin Puff, has the first down into Laker territory, finally brought down at the 40-yard line. An 11-yard gain, tackle made by Preston Warren, the linebacker for Lakers, move the chains into Laker territory.
A nice run by Devin Puff, and it's only a matter of time before he gets through that line of scrimmage and gets into the secondary. He just seems to have a knack for that. He's physical. He runs low to the ground. He's very powerful. And as of late, he's found the ability to move side to side a little better and avoid contact. But there, it was straight ahead. He runs right over defenders, and Preston Warren tackles him from behind, but not until Harbor Beach gets their first down of the game.
There's a snap for Anderson. Quick handoff and fumbles, and looks like Lakers is on it, and they recover at the 43-yard line. Number 50.